Hey guys, this is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day. You know, a lot of the stuff that I go over is what our pastor's talked about, but I'd like to point out some verses, some different points that he may have talked about in the sermon, some things that I got from the sermon. He's a really great minister. His name's Brother Clifton. Go to the house of the Lord, and he preaches a lot of great sermons. But I think it's so important to make sure that we continually put the word in. And one of the things I want to talk about today is being deliberate in what you do. And I'll be reading some verses, and we're going to go ahead and get started here. It's Samuel, first chapter, starting with verse 9. It says, "So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, 'O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.' And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, 'How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you.' But Hannah answered and said, 'No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now.' Then Eli answered and said, 'Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him.' And she said, 'Let your maid servant find favor in your sight.' So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad." You know, it's very important here to look, I think, and see, let your maid servant find favor in your sight. You know, she was deliberate when she sought the Lord. She had a deliberate need. She had a deliberate want, actually, of what she wanted. She made a vow that she would give him unto the Lord. And I think that's important that we be deliberate in what we do in this life. You know, so many times in our life we're busy, we're working, you know, and we all need to work. You know, it's one of the main things that we do in life is work. But are you deliberate in what you want to see in your life? Are you deliberate in your ministry for God? Are you deliberate in what you need to be doing? You know, sometimes if we don't have a demand on our life, all of a sudden it's just like we're floating. We don't really have a purpose. We're not really headed in a right direction full force. We're just kind of coasting. We're idling, so to speak. But she was deliberate when she sought God. She had a direct want that she wanted. She asked. That's another thing. And then she said, "Let me find favor. Let me find favor." You know, she asked him. So here's the thing, guys. We got to be deliberate in what we want. And a lot of times as people, we do need a demand because sometimes we coast. So I ask you today, what is that demand on your life? What is that thing that you want to accomplish in your life? I mean, sure, there may be some situation in your life. You may be sick. It may be that you're looking toward God to get an answer for that. You know, but the truth is that a lot of times we don't move unless there's a need, unless there's a pain, unless there's something that we need, we will not move. But what if we decided that we was going to be deliberate in what we wanted? What's that one thing right now that you would like? You know, cry out to God and find out what you need to do to get there. Find out what you need to do, and then you ask for that thing. And then here's the thing. She was faithful. You can go ahead and read the rest of that chapter. I encourage you to do it. Samuel, first chapter, just read the whole chapter. You know, that's the reading for today. But it goes on to say in a verse that she was faithful to what she promised. God looked upon her and remembered her. But it goes on in this chapter, and it says, after, I didn't read this far, but it goes on to say that they worship God, and God remembered her. You know, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, guys, but what it boils down to is she was deliberate in what she wanted and what she asked. She was faithful of what she had promised that she would do, and she deliberately made, you know, she deliberately asked for what she wanted from God. And then she was faithful to do what she needed to do. You know, I think one of the most important things that we can do in our life is make sure that we have a daily focus on God, a daily focus on God's Word, a daily focus on what He would have us to think about, study on, walk out. Because here's the thing, if we have good intentions and we don't have that focus, then we'll wind up with bad follow through. And, you know, it's like the Bible talks about, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, but he prefers obedience over sacrifice. You know, so if you'll just do even just little things, you know, work on putting the good in daily, regardless of whether you feel like it or not. If you set your mind that you're going to read the Bible every day, there's going to be something that, you know, there's going to be something that comes up and says, oh, well, you just, you know, you can put that off. And then you break that routine. But I encourage you, even if you break one day or 2 days, make a habit to put the good into your life, to put daily good focus in your life. I mean, it's more than that, but it is super important just to have a daily focus on God, to make sure you're putting in the good every day. But be proactive in a need that you want in your life. If you're looking to whatever it is, if it's going into ministry, if it's being a preacher, if it's being a song leader, if it's just being a witness for Christ, or you're going out here and you want to do good at your job, whatever that is, be proactive. And your approach, go after it, whether you feel like it or not. You know, sometimes our feelings get in the way of success. And I say success meaning the results that we want. So be proactive. Put your feelings aside. Decide you're going to do something every day toward it. Get up, focus on something good, get your day started. You know, those are kind of things you got to get yourself centered on what you want to see in your life, of what you want in your life. But you have to do those things. You can't just think those things. So I'd encourage you to do that. But be deliberate in your approach to God, your ministry, your life. You know, and I want you to encourage you that God is faithful to His promises. You just focus on doing what you told Him that you would do, and focus on being faithful, and let God be the one that gives you the results. Find out what you need to do in your situation and then start doing that. But don't be afraid to ask God for things. Don't be afraid to ask God. If you got a petition, be deliberate. Be deliberate in what you're looking for and say, God, look, here's what I need. Here's what's going on in my life. You know, I mean, He cares for you. And then you find out what you need to do and you start doing those things and let God take care of the results. I hope this has benefited you some today. I'd like to read one more verse and I'm going to stop. Remember, go over the Bible reading of Samuel, first chapter, starting with, well, just read the whole chapter if you want, but I started with verse 9. I'd like to read one more, maybe a few more verses to you here. So hang with me here. I was going to look and see to make sure I had the right verse. Yeah, it's right here. Let's see. I think I've got it here. Right here in verse 27, I'm going to start. It says, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I have asked of Him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worship the Lord there. I could go on down here. It's like, you know, it's talking about in verse chapter 2. It just keeps on going. It's really, really good. Guys, I'd hope you to read this. I'm going to go ahead and read some of it. It says, "And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." Wow, it's just great. Go ahead and read the rest of that verse, those verses, if you wanted the second chapter as well. But I encourage you guys to go over this and keep putting the good in. Until next time, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. God bless.